Good morning, bonjour à tous. Prime Minister Sanader, I would like to welcome you and your delegation, Defence Minister Runcevic, and of course your ambassador to this meeting with the North Atlantic Council. Croatia is, of course, a NATO aspirant and as such a special partner of the alliance. And we are fully aware of Croatia's goals and ambitions, and we are constantly monitoring, as you know, the progress, because we want you and the other aspirants to succeed, as we stated at the Istanbul summit in June 2004. And I'm personally convinced that the only long-term answer to the quest for stability in your region lies in its integration in the Euro-Atlantic institutions, and we are determined to see this happen. You, of course, know, Prime Minister, that your success must be in the first instance of your own making. In this respect, the news about the capture of General Gotovina have, of course, been received very positively in this headquarters as well. We welcome the progress Croatia has made, and we expect this trend to continue. As you know, a NATO team will soon be visiting Zagreb to further assess your performance, and I hope they will be able to confirm your constant and irreversible progress, especially in those areas which may have caused concern among allies in the past. Monsieur le Premier ministre, permettez-moi d'indiquer une fois de plus que vous êtes un ami présent ici parmi d'autres amis. J'espère vraiment que votre pays deviendra un allié comme ces pays qui sont déjà dans l'Alliance. Cela demandera encore du travail, cependant, et nous sommes là pour vous aider. Je voudrais à présent donner la parole au Monsieur le Premier ministre Sanader pour qu'il puisse faire quelques brèves observations. Je demanderai ensuite aux représentants de la presse d'équiter la salle avant que le Premier ministre fasse son exposé introductif complet. Prime Minister, it's with great pleasure I give you the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very glad to have this opportunity to address the North Atlantic Council on behalf of the Republic of Croatia and to discuss first and foremost Croatia's progress towards the alliance. Using this opportunity, I will certainly be happy to answer any question you may have over the course of this session. But first, I would like to thank once again to the Secretary General for this opportunity and to all of you, because I believe that Croatia is now ready to, with your assistance, with your help, to fast its accession to the alliance. As you know, we have started with the accession negotiations with the European Union on October 3rd last year. We are already in the middle of the screening process, and this screening process we, along with the Commission, plan to finish until the autumn of this year. In the course of these first six months of the Austrian presidency, we are planning to start with a couple of chapters, to negotiate with negotiations on some chapters, and also to close some of them until the end of June. Now we in Croatia have also a debate on NATO, on our future as a full member in NATO. And I would like to stress once again that our top priority is, along with the EU, full membership in the NATO alliance. For us, NATO is no more what this alliance was during the Cold War. For us, NATO is about values. Values such as freedom, democracy, rule of law, free market economy, human rights. And that's the discussion currently going on in Croatia. So we believe that with your help, with help of member states, with help of the Secretariat, especially of the Secretary General and his friends in the Secretariat, we can help also to communicate to the Croatian public what is NATO about. And for that reason, I believe and I perceive even this our meeting as very important for Croatian way and path to the NATO. We have some political criteria to fulfill, which are the same as for the EU membership. We have also our role in the region, and I believe that Croatia has very important role to play in the region, along with others, along with member states like Slovenia, like Hungary, like Italy, like Greece, being a PFP partner and preparing, having already map, preparing for the full membership. I think that Croatia could play a very important role. But one thing I would like to stress, Croatia will not at all play and have any single policy towards our region, towards Bosnia-Herzegovina, Serbia, Montenegro, Macedonia, Albania. We will be part of the EU and NATO, which means of the international community. And we will contribute to this discussion, to this debate, to these efforts. And we know that 2006 is the crucial year for our southeastern region. We will and we can contribute the knowledge of the region, knowledge of languages, of mentality, of history of these people and of these states. And we are ready to do so. It is also in our own interest. It's on our borders. So for that reason, I have come to Brussels to tell you that we have solved, as Secretary General Seffer said, we have solved one of the, not one, but the last remaining open issue with EU and NATO, and that was the full cooperation also in case of General Gotovina. We have confirmed our credibility by saying that General was not in Croatia. I was telling this the whole time. And I was saying also that every single indictee has to stand trial. There is no exception. So that was our clear position. This position has been confirmed. So I can tell you that with this position, we are ready also to work along with you in all other important issues. Full cooperation with Hague is also important for Bosnia-Herzegovina, for Serbia, Montenegro. So we believe and we hope that also Karadzic and Mladic will be soon, the sooner the better, captured and transferred to The Hague. But in the same time, I have to say that all states in southeastern Europe deserve a clear NATO perspective and clear EU perspective. So let me assure you that we will be working in the same time parallelly on our way to EU and NATO with your assistance, but in the same time with our neighbors. So I'm preparing the visit in the coming months to Belgrade, official visit to Belgrade. It will be the second one. You know that I was the first Prime Minister of Croatia to visit Belgrade officially in 2004. Prime Minister Koštunica visited Croatia last year, after my visit to Belgrade. So we are intensifying. Probably I will be visiting Belgrade very soon in spring. Then also official visit to Sarajevo in 1-2 months' time. We are discussing with the Prime Minister Terzic the date. But in February, at the end of February 27, I'm visiting Albania. I will be in Tirana for 2 days, 1 day to visit bilateral visit to Albania, and the second day the Macedonian Prime Minister Bučkovski will join us, so we will have a meeting of A3 in Tirana. So we will be very active along with you. There will be no single policy by Croatia towards this region. We are part of the international community and we will conduct ourselves in that manner. What we need in Croatia to raise the public support. The public support for NATO has been, for the time being, is low, is around 40%, sometimes 35%, sometimes 42%. But what we need is to be certainly beyond 50%, if possible, by 60%. What is the reason? The reason was, there are various reasons. One was that some people have told, NATO is Iraq, and so on. And our answer was always NATO is about values, to defend values such as freedom, democracy, rule of law, free market economy, and so on. I'm sure on that very day, as Croatia gets the invitation, whenever it should happen, and you will decide it, that the public support for NATO membership of Croatia will dramatically raise. I have the experience of NATO, of EU. You remember that EU decided to postpone the start of negotiations in March last year. The public support was by 35% at that time. And I've been asked by our friends from the EU, what does it mean? Are the Croats Eurosceptics? My answer was no. You will see, as soon as we start with negotiations, the public support will rise. And it happened. On 4th of October, one day after we started, the support was dramatically raised, redoubled. It was by 60%, from 35 to 60, 62, 63%. That was the case. I'm sure the same will happen in case of NATO. But I have to ask you to support us. Secretary General already promised. We met for the first time. I was the first Prime Minister to visit the new Secretary General in January 2004. And then he visited Croatia in May 2004. Now I have come again for the second time in January 2006. So I believe that he will meet Croatia very soon also in 2006 to pay the visit. But in any case, whatever you can help and assist us, please help us. Our ambassador to NATO is a very experienced one, was ambassador to Belgrade before he was chief of staff to the president and then NATO.